The Google phone goes from iPhone killer to a possible flop in just 4 months. This is Future Tense from American Public Media. I'm John Gordon. Google's commitment to its first smartphone, the Nexus One, appears to be in question now that it's backed out of a plan to offer the phone to Verizon customers. Google is instead recommending the HTC Droid Incredible phone for Verizon. In the weeks leading up to the launch of the Nexus One in January, the tech press turned on the hype machine. The Google phone was seen by many as the first iPhone killer.
Well, I actually think this is one of the problems with the Nexus One, was that it was made to be a much bigger deal than Google had actually intended it to be.
Tom Krazit covers Google and Apple for CNETnews.com.
A lot of the tech media really wants someone to come up with an alternative to the iPhone, you know, some sort of other phone that really captivates the public and, you know, is done with a different approach than Apple is taking, a more open approach, a more developer open approach. And I think a lot of people thought that Google was the company who was going to give them that phone. And that's not exactly what they did with the Nexus One.
Is it fair then to call the Nexus One a flop when Google itself didn't really make these grand promises that you heard in the blogosphere?
What Google did not promise was, you know, the phone to end all phones, this huge, you know, best-selling type of phone. What they promised was an effort to end the way that people buy phones. What Google really wanted to do is to set up a web store where phone shoppers could match phones and plans, you know, where you, instead of, you know, AT&T having an exclusive on the iPhone or Verizon having an exclusive on the Motorola Droid, you could just come to Google Store and pick the phone you like and match it with the plan you like and go off on your way. What Google has actually done with the web store is something that's much more like the traditional way of buying a phone. You can only buy the Nexus One in the U.S. with a T-Mobile plan. You can buy an unlocked version, but it'll only work on T-Mobile's network and AT&T's network. You won't be able to buy one for Verizon's network, as they promised at launch. So, you know, they've been forced to really scramble with their strategy, and I think it's kind of telling in that, you know, people just simply aren't ready or aren't interested to buy phones this way.
Google never really aggressively marketed the Nexus One, and it makes me wonder whether it really wanted to be in the hardware business to begin with.
You know, it wanted to show off the phone. It really did think the phone was good, and it was good. Our CNET reviewers thought very highly of it when it first came out. But the problem with marketing the Nexus One is that, you know, at the same time, there was this huge marketing push around the Droid, which has actually sold very well, over 1 million units, and you know, has been very well received by reviewers and the public alike. So if Google were to really promote the Nexus One heavily, they'd run up against the marketing efforts for the Droid and for other Android phones. And, you know, that would really annoy partners that have worked very hard in supporting Google with the Android project. So it was this really complicated dance that I don't think they ever quite figured out how to handle. And so you're sort of seeing what you are now.
Sort of makes you wonder why Google did this Nexus One thing to begin with then. But anyway, as the Nexus One could be considered a flop in some respects, the Android operating system from Google is far from a flop, and it's got a really bright future, right?
Absolutely. And this was sort of the curious thing when Google introduced the Nexus One, was why they would want to mess with that success. I mean, Android has definitely evolved into the iPhone competitor, the iPhone alternative in the smartphone market.
That's Tom Krazit with CNETnews.com. This is Future Tense. I'm John Gordon.